This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis, at the very bottom of Chaf Hey Amid Aleph, and we're listing off the different kriyas of the Torah and the Haftorah that we read and we translate with the Meturgaman, not just that we read and don't translate, and some will say that we read and don't translate, and some will be the ones that we don't even read because they're too, too misleading or controversial to read them in public. Okay, so the first thing, the siman was Balt Akon Nashpa. So what does that mean? Maisa Bereishis. So Balt, the Beis, is Maisa Bereishis. Nikro Metargim. We read the story of Bereishis and we also translate it. Pshita. Obviously, why wouldn't we? Ma'u detema, asu l'shiyui malamala malamata, because it's going to cause people to ask questions like, what is above the earth? What's below the earth? Malifnim, malachor, what's inside? What's outside? Meaning, you look in Rashi, it tells us over there what they're talking about over there. But basically, what's going to happen at the end? What's going to happen? And people just, we don't know the answers. So we're not going to be able to tell them. So Kamash Malah, no, we still do it. The next one was the Lamed, Maisa Lot, Shnei Benosav, Nikron Metarga. The story of Lot and his daughters, where he impregnated them. We read it and we translate it. Pshita, yeah, why not? Ma'u detema nechosh l'chvodo d'Avram, because maybe it's embarrassing for the family of Avram that such a thing came from his family, Kamash Malah. No. Comes to teach us that we still read it and translate it. Maisa Tamar Yehuda Nikra Metargim. The story of Yehuda and Tamar. We also read and translate. Shita. Ma'od Etema Leichosh Lechvod of Yehuda. It's a little embarrassing for Yehuda that he went with somebody he thought was his own. So Kamash Malan, we're not Choshish. Kamash Malan, Shvache Hu De Odi. Right? It's worth the temporary disgrace for the praise that he actually admitted to it in the end. Maisa Egel Arisho Nikra Metargim. So the first time we did the Cheda Egel, first time it's recorded, we read that. Pshita, obviously. This is a disgrace to Klal Yisrael. Kamash Malan. No, you still got to read it. So Kol Shekein D'Nichalahu D'Havilu Kapara. Because it's even better, it's a Kal V'Chomer, that it's good for the Jews, that we actually got forgiven for this horrible sin that we did. Klalos U'Brachos. What about the Brachos and the Klalos, both in the first Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai, as well as in Parshas Kisavo, we read them and we translate them. Shita, of course. How the thing went out? I would have thought Nechosh Gilma Haiga Daite Ditzibura. You're going to make everybody depressed and despair. Kamash Malan. No, we still read it. Azharas Va'onshin Nikron Maturgman. All the warnings and the penalties and the punishments are read and translated. Shita. How the thing? Nechosh Gilma Asil Mevad Yira. We don't want to serve Hashem from fear. So this is going to convince everybody to serve Hashem only out of fear. Kamash Malan. We still read it. Maisa Amnon v'Tamar Nikra Metargim. The story of Amnon and Tamar is also read and translated. Maisa Avshalom Nikra Metargim. And also the story of Avshalom. The two things in the lifetime of David HaMelech, which really are one story, one long story, but the first one led to the second one. Pshita. Obviously we read them and translate. Ma'od Etema Lechosh Likra de David. We should be embarrassed for David HaMelech that this happened in his family. Kamash Malan. No, we are not embarrassed. Maisa Pilegish Begiva. The story of Pilegish Begiva. That's the end of Sefer Shoftim, where it was the disgrace of Shevet Binyamin that they allowed this, the ruffians among Shevet Binyamin, they raped and killed this woman, and then Klal Yisrael went to war against this terrible story. So Pshita, so obviously we read it and translate, Ma'od Etema Leichlo Shechvod Binyamin. No, it's a disgrace to the whole Shevet Binyamin. Kamash Malan, we still read it and translate. Hodas Yushalayim, Es Toav Osea, Nikra Metargim. And also the big rebuke in Yechezkel Perek Tes Zion is read and translated, like telling Yerushalayim about all of its abominations. So we read and translate. Pshita, of course, not La Fuke with Reb Lezer. This is going against the opinion of Reb Lezer, who says, the Tanya, Maisa Ba'adam Echachaya Kore Lamalo Mir Reb Lezer. So there was a fellow who was reading the Haftorah in front of Reb Lezer. And what did he say? Hodesh Yerushalayim is Tovosai. He was reading that part of Sefer Yechezkel. Amar Lo, Adja Ata Bodek B'Toevos Yerushalayim. Tzei B'dok B'Toevos Say with Toevos Imecha, right? So he's saying you're gonna stand there and yell about the Toevos that Yerushalayim did. Why don't you look at the Toevos of your own mother? Meaning he was saying, who says that you're so clean and you're so great that you have the right to rip on Klal Yisrael by reading this Navi, this part of the Navi in public? So Bad Kolach Ramatzal Bo Shemetz Psul, and they looked after him, they found that there was something wrong with his Yichus, and therefore we don't allow people to talk this way about the Jewish people in public, and therefore. And it's based on this Maisa Shehaya with Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, moving right along. The Elu Nikrin Velo Metargim. This is the list of things that we read, but we don't even translate. They're too controversial even to translate. The simon is Ra'avdan. Maisa Reuven Nikrin Velo Metargim. Right? Maisa, right? So you say that when the story of Reuven and Bila, we don't translate it. Maisa Rabbi Hanina Ben Gamliel, Shalach Lichbol. He went to Kabul, right? And Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel went to Kabul. V'haya korei chazan ha-knesses v'hi b'shkon Yisrael v'yomer lo l'meturgaman al titargim el achron. Right? So he said, don't translate the first part of the pasuk, which is that Reuven went with Bilhah. Rather, only translate the second part of the pasuk, which is that the sons of Bnei Yisrael were, that there were 12 Shvatim. Right? So v'shimchu ha-chachamim, and the chachamim praised his recommendation. They said, good call. We recommend not translating the part of the pasuk that talks about what Reuven did. Ma'ase Egel Hasheni Nikrav Lo Metargim. The second time that the Egel Azov is recounted, when Aaron describes what happened to Moshe, we read it, but we don't translate. Eza Ma'ase Egel Hasheni. So what are we talking about over here? Vin Vayomer Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe. Right? From what Moshe says to Moshe saw. Right? Okay. Fine. So if you look over there what the story is, you look in Rashi, he'll explain. I think Rashi explains it over here. One second. Let me just double check. Can't find it right the second, sorry. Here it is. Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Ma Asalacha Mazet, right? Okay, so he just explains it basically. When Moshe comes to Aaron and he says, what did they do to you? And then Aaron gives the whole account. That's what we don't translate. Okay, Tanya. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Liolam Yehei Adam Zari B'Tshuvosav Shemitok Tshuva Sheishivo Aaron Lamoshe Pokru Hama'arin. So you should always be careful what you answer to somebody, because when someone asks you a question, based on the answer, it could cause problems for you. Similarly, when Aaron answered Moshe, all of the people who have tainas against the Torah, so they get their some ammunition from Aaron. Shenemar ba'ashlichu ba'esh v'yetzei ha'egel hazeh. I threw it into the fire, and this egel came out. Meaning, it sounds like the egel almost had a life of its own, and this was indicating that that the egel has some divinity to it, which obviously it does not. Birkas Kohanim nikra lo metargim. We don't translate Birkas Kohanim. My time, why not? Mishum dechsev yisa, because it says, may Hashem lift up, and therefore it sounds, people are afraid that Israel, Arab and Israel are going to be given, uplifted amongst the nations of the world, and we don't want them to hear it in their own lashon. We know it in Hebrew, and that's good enough for us. Maisa David va'amnon lo nikra v'lo metargim. The story of David and Amnon, we don't make Av Torah out of it at all. But why not? V'ha amit, maisa amnon v'tamar nikra v'metargim. We just said before, you can read it and you can translate it. Lo kasha. Hadichsiv Amnon ben David, Hadichsiv Amnon stama. In the parts where it says, in other words, when it says Amnon ben David, so then we right, so we don't read it or translate it, because it says clearly that he was the son of David. And when it just says Amnon, that we can read, and that's okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learn the following brisa: Kol mikros aksum v'Torah lignai korinos on the shvach. Every single pasuk in the Torah where it's written in a negative way. Right, so you can even read it in a positive way. We can just translate it a little bit differently, or change the word a little bit differently, and that's good enough. For Kigon, right? For example, Yishgalena, Yishgavena. The word Yishgalena, which is a much more difficult way to say that you had lie with somebody. So Yishgalena just means lie down. One has a much more trust connotation than the other. So we say it in a softer language, right? Ba'afolim, batchorim. So we have the word ba'afolim, so it's talking about the place where, it's in the tocha, it's talking about where the place where your excrement comes out of. So we say batchorim, it's less graphic way of saying. Chiryonim, we read it as divyonim, right? So chirvonim, which means dove excrement. So read it as divyonim, which just means like decayed, leaves that are dried out. Lechol es choreim, elishtos es meme shineim, right? So when it says to you're going to eat the excrement of the, and drink the nastiness that comes out of people. So lechol es so, right? So we say lechol es so oseim, elishtos es meme ragleim. We say it in a nicer way. So it's not talking about disgusting diarrhea. It's rather talking about just regular excrement, which is still not great, but a lot nicer. L'machros, l'motzaos, right? So l'machros refers to a toilet. So we read it as l'motzaos, which means, we say the outhouse or the water closet, like they say in England. Rav Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, l'machros kishemen, I'm sorry, l'machros kishman. There we read it the same way it's there, because it's talking about Avodah Zarah, and therefore we don't mind saying nasty words and gross words when it applies to Avodah Zarah. But when it applies to us or applies to something neutral, we don't want to say the nastiest form of the word. Even obviously the Navi had to write it and the Torah had to write it to make a point, But that's not the point we have to make in public. I'm Rav Nachman. Call leitzanusa asira. You're not allowed to have leitzanus scoffing and ridiculing things. That's asir. Barmit leitzanusa davodas kham. But you're allowed to do it for against davodas zara d'shari. That is mutter. Yachsiv. Right? As it says. Kara bel, karas nevo. Right? Bel bends over. It bows down. Nevo leans over. Yachsiv. And it says, karsu kro yachdav. They lie, they lean over and they bow down together. Lo yachlu malit masa, but they couldn't even pick up anything that any weighty item. Meaning like they just stop making fun of these idols for not being able to do anything. Rabbi Yana Omer Mehach. Rabbi Yana says, no, I have a better source, right? So he says, la eglos base avon yaguru shachin shomro, right? So all the people of Shomron will fear the calves of the base oven. Ki avel alav amo, because the komrav alav yagilu, meaning because everybody's going to mourn over it, and the priests will rejoice over it. Al kavodo, because of its glory. Ki gila mimenu, because its glory has been taken away from it. So this is a long pasuk in Yeshayo. Al tikre kavodo ela kabido. Right, so you won't say that its glory was taken away from it, rather its burden was taken away from it. Shari tiv shelo. Right, so he says, you're allowed to say to an Ovid Kochavim, take your idol and put it in your shintiv, which is a nicer way of saying, stick it up your rear. You're allowed to say that to an Ovid Avodah Zarah about Avodah Zarah. Meaning, so all these are examples of basically making fun of Avodah Zarahs, which is permissible and perhaps even advisable. Amar Ravashi, Haiman de Sanoi, excuse me one second, that's my place. Haiman de Sanoi Shumane Shari Leila Vazuye Begimel Vashin. Right? It's mutter if you have somebody that there is a Shmua, that he is cheating on his wife, then you're allowed to make fun of him with Gimel Shin, meaning you're allowed to make fun of him by calling him Gufya Shakya, which is a nickname for a person who's committing adultery. Haiman de Shapra Shumane Shar Lishvuche, and a person who is, you know, the good news are coming out around him, it's good to say something nice about him. Uman de Shvache Yanuchulo Brachos Arosho, and one who does praise him, he should be blessed, and there should be blessings on his head as well. Okay, that is the end. Hadron Lach Akori Omeid. That is the end of the third parak of Sechem Gilap. Bezrat Hashem will continue with Daf Chavav Amanalf and the fourth parak.